Welcome, Sarah, to Writers Series.
Thank you, Sasha. I really appreciate having the opportunity to chat with you.
Sarah, you hold a couple of roles. You are the founder of Everyday Recycler. You're an author, a creator, and an environmentalist. Could you take us a little bit back prior to what inspired you to become the founder of Everyday Recycler?
Sure. For many years of my life, I work in project management as my career, majority of my life, and I've always been looking for something that has a little bit more passion. Always seeking out things. About 2018, around, I was always passionate about recycling, but I kind of lost touch with that, with everyday life and getting on with growing up. But about 2018, when the China brought in the China Sword policy and the recycling industry was turned upside down, was around about the time I started reading a lot of articles on my way home from work, and just piqued my interest, and I guess refreshed that interest as a child I'd had in recycling. And so I kept reading, and I really got passionate about wanting to do something to help. So that kind of grew out of that. I can't say it was like a one moment thing where I just kind of went, aha, this is what I'm going to do. But it really just built up slowly, and I really got passionate about really wanting to make a difference in that area. That led me to then start a website. In particular, I wanted to solve a problem that was the difficulty in finding recycled products, the follow through of recycling right through to a new product. And I wanted to create something that helped people find those recycled products that could they could really kind of close the loop on recycling.
As the host of the educational website, how are you able to discern what information should be included and what type of information should be omitted?
Yeah, it's a good question, because I guess in terms of topics, I initially started wanting to, as I mentioned, show people where to find recycled products, but I kind of headed into the educational area. It's a balancing act, wanting to grow a website and create a new business. You want to get things out there that people will find. So there's a lot of SEO and a lot of decisions that are made based on that side of things. But I was keen to really just look at recycling from the basics, and really give people a really good understanding of how recycling works. I think a lot of people really want to know a little bit more about it and understand the ins and outs of it.
You hold degrees in science and business, and due to the nature of your work, you have experience writing reports, training manuals, and procedures. How do you approach the craft of writing when you're working on these deliverables?
So I think writing the For Dummies book was also like a real benefit in that, with my background in writing, because it's very structured. And so, in fact, the process that I took for writing that book was also something I would have used in the past, which is really laying everything out from the beginning in a very detailed manner of, here's all of the things that I need to cover. That the book itself had a table of contents right down to a heading for every page almost. And so it was very detailed, and so that's very similar to what I've done in the past with reports and procedures. Very much a how-to kind of approach to that.
And given that you've lived in different countries, what observations have you made about the type of writing that the audience appreciates in order for you to connect with them? Do you apply a different style when you're catering to different types of audiences?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I think that it's more in the nature of what I'm writing about. It's probably more the determining factor in that, as opposed to my approach to writing in general. The topics I write about, I really, very try to keep things very structured, and that also helps across the broad kind of different countries and different cultures, to keep it something that everyone can relate to, as opposed to something that might be more relatable to a certain language and slang in a certain country.
When you're not writing, what type of writing do you appreciate?
I It's changed a little bit since I've been running this business, and so most of my time these days is spent reading scientific or newsworthy sort of articles. So I lean towards those that are similar in nature to what I like to write myself, which is very structured, very straightforward, and very clear with the, very factual and clear on that side.
And going back a few steps, how were you initially introduced to the craft of writing early on in your life? Because you do a lot of it.
Yes, it's interesting. As with everyone, I studied writing at school, but really after that, I went into science, and initially it was quite practical, most of my roles, but then I headed more towards the project management side of things and found myself with these tasks to complete. And, I never actually really thought too much about the writing process back then. I had a task to create a procedure, and it was more the practical steps of the procedure that were usually on my mind and less about calling myself a writer. But now that I look back, I do think that I was a writer, just a style of writing.
Because you mentioned a few times the word structured writing, how would you describe your style of writing? If I was reading a paper, what would make me think of that Sarah Winkler wrote it?
Yeah, that's a good question. To think about that one. Most likely it would be the layout and the flow of the article. And I hope I'm right in this, because I do my best to write this way, but that it would feel very natural, that things would flow through an understanding of certain things and then an explanation of certain things through to a conclusion, that sort of feels natural and makes sense that when you read it.
Given the process of writing, are there any tips that were given to you or any tips that you discovered along the way that have helped you with writing better, writing faster, and improving the quality in the process?
So I wasn't provided any tips or help. There is some guidance, but wasn't really particularly in depth in terms of writing techniques. I certainly used, I headed down to my local library and kind of took out every For Dummies book I could find just to get a feel for the style and the way that other books like that were written. But I did a little training myself. I don't recall the name of the course, but I certainly involved myself in a number of different courses to try and improve the sentence structures and in particular, the thing that I think I got better at along the way was the structure of a sentence and it being more succinct and more like less wordy, more quick to sort of be understood. So that was certainly something that I appreciated and certainly improved throughout the process. But yeah, most of it came from practice, I think, throughout the process of writing the book as well.
If you had any tip to offer to a new writer, what would it be that could save them the learning curve that maybe you may have gone through?
I think particularly stick, like the concept of that laying things out in detail to begin with, to really think about the detail, like a table of contents, basically a format for the book. That was one of the most important things that really helped me stay on track, particularly with such a short timeline for the book. And I think that is the best place to start. If you can do that and really, really plan first and then start getting into the detail. In terms of the detailed writing, I think, looking to, depending on skill level, but looking to some small courses and things like that to get going early on in the process, because obviously things always build up towards the end and you're short on time.
And returning to the everyday recycler, because recycling is such a global topic, given that you work in the actual field now, what is one of the top misconceptions about recycling that consumers have?
I think If we talk about the detail of recycling, I think one of the most common misconceptions is is a confusion with the resin identification code, which is the number in the chasing arrows symbol that's on most plastic packaging. And I think there's a lot of people that still think that that symbol represents or reflect suggests that that item is recyclable, and in fact doesn't. It's the resin code is there to help us work out what type of plastic the object is made from, but not to actually tell us whether it's recyclable or not. And so I think that's one of the most important things we can start to kind of learn, it'll help reduce contamination that goes into recycling when we think things are recyclable but they're not.
From your personal and professional experiences living in different parts of the world, do you believe that there's certain countries that are more proactive in recycling than others?
Yeah, definitely. I think certainly Europe as a whole is progressing faster than the rest of the world in improving processes and improving their recycling technology and regulation. But I think a lot of countries are really working on it post the China changes, the China sort of policy where they stopped taking the majority of the Western world's waste. I think a lot of countries are working hard to improve that.
As a creator, Sarah, what do you do or where do you find that inspiration that leads you to create more?
I'm inspired by the other businesses and the other individuals around that I read about and that I see and that are doing amazing things. So a lot of my research, a lot of my information on the website is around other businesses, brands, but also nonprofit groups and as I said, individuals. And they are doing so many amazing things. There's so many great entrepreneurs out there just solving problems all the time. I just love reading about it, and it keeps me going. It keeps me really inspired to let everybody know about that sort of stuff. It's very exciting.
And also, given the nature of your work, how do you ensure that the writings that you produce are relevant and they could be referenced even, let's say, 10 years from now?
It is somewhat difficult, and I think 10 years from now, everything would need to be updated. So there's a requirement to keep things up to date on a regular basis because technology changes, rules change, new products come out all the time, it's an ongoing process to keep things up to date. Particularly on the website, I try to go back through articles on a regular basis, and you know, recycling programs come and go and new ones pop up. And so, you know, a lot of my information will be referring people to those sorts of things, and you really need to keep that up to date. So it is an ongoing process for sure.
Because you produce many different types of writings for various audiences, as a writer, how do you process constructive feedback?
How do I process it? I encourage it. I really, for a little while when I first started the website, and certainly before I wrote the book, I was in a little bit of a bubble, to be honest, and a bit isolated. And, you know, I really struggled to know whether I was doing well with my writing and whether it was useful to people, but also whether they understood it. And so I really, really like getting feedback. I think it's a really important part of the process. I take on board what I hear. I think through the process of the book, I learned quite a bit about how to work with critique and editing comments. And it was a bit of a challenge sometimes because obviously you are kind of put on the spot and your thoughts and your processes are questioned. But I think that process is actually really positive. Even if you end up exactly where you are and not making any changes, it can help you revalidate, you know, what you've done and how you've done it. And you can kind of feel stronger about how you've portrayed things and written things after that process. So I think I think it's all positive and really great.
Finally, are you working on any projects? You're welcome to let audiences know where they could find you.
Yeah, so the book took me away from the website quite heavily for about 6 to 8 months. So my current project is really ramping up my website, which involves a bit of writing and a bit of review of those articles, as we mentioned, keeping things up to date. But it also has there's also a great deal of new information that I'm putting in there, and some new downloadable resources and things like that. And I'm researching many more recycled products. So, yeah, if anyone wants to head to my website, everydayrecycler.com, they can find me there and have a look around. There's lots of information, and feel free to subscribe to the newsletter, and they can get regular updates on that way.
Wonderful. Sarah, thank you for joining us on Writer Series.